Chapter 6. These shoes are made for walking. We wait in the dungeon. As soon as the time on Penny's phone switches to 9 p.m., we jump up, ready to go. "What's our plan here exactly?" Frankie asks. "Oh, good point. We don't really have a fully formed plan yet." "Well, we all leave the dungeon," I say. "You guys hide somewhere safe. Meanwhile, I go into the witch's room and get the shoes."
"You?"
Penny cries. "I'll get the shoes." "No, I'll get them," I say. "I'm the expert."
"You are not," she says. "We've both been in the same number of books. Come on. And anyway, she stole my shoes. I'm going."
"Why do you want to go so badly?" I ask her. "You understand it's dangerous, right?"
"It's not that dangerous. It's exciting."
"Two people should go," Frankie says. "One to be the lookout, one to grab the shoes." Crumbs. She's right. "Fine," I say. "Penny and I can go. The rest of you go hide somewhere safe. In case we get caught, you'll have to save us."
"Can't I just go straight home?" Dorothy asks.
"You will when we get those silver shoes," I promise her.
"We need a meeting spot," Frankie says, "so Abby and Penny can find us after they're done getting the shoes."
"How about back where we first landed?" I suggest. Frankie nods.
"Okay, we'll start walking toward there. Maybe you'll catch up with us along the way."
"You'll take Prince?" I ask Robin.
"Of course," she says, scooping him up and nuzzling his fur.
I give Prince a fast scratch under the chin. "You be a good boy for Robin." He licks my hand.
"Ew,"
Penny whispers.
"Dog slobber."
I roll my eyes. "Let's go." I carefully open the door, and we all go racing out and up the stairs. Dorothy, Frankie, and Robin wave to me and Penny, and then they slip out the main castle door into the night. I feel a tiny lump in my throat. I hope Prince will be okay. I trust Robin, but still. Everything is quiet and dark. There's no one around in the castle. Not a munchkin in sight. Or the witch.
"We have to find the witch's bedroom," I whisper to Penny.
I wish we'd asked Orly where it is. Too late. Penny and I tiptoe around the corner and down the first hall. I see two doors. One says, "Witch's private quarters." Guessing it's that one. Penny and I tiptoe to the door, and I open it very, very carefully. The door opens without a creak. Whew. I peer into the witch's bedroom. There's a big four-poster gray stone bed in the center of the room. The witch's head is at the far end, atop three lumpy-looking gray pillows. The rest of her is covered by a scratchy gray blanket. And her feet are sticking right out of the blanket. And she's wearing Penny's sneakers, just like Orly said she would be. Penny creeps right over to the witch and reaches out to snatch the shoes off her feet.
"You'll wake her up," I mouth.
"But I want my shoes," she mouths back.
I shake my head no. She hesitates.
"So then I get to wear the ruby slippers," she whispers.
So annoying.
"Silver slippers, but fine, if we find them," I whisper back.
I glance around the room. There's not much in here, just a bedside table with a lamp. But underneath the table, I squint. Could it be?
The silver slippers! Yes! I tiptoe toward them. I reach out. I grab. I have them.
"Got them!"
I whisper shout. Penny smiles and then grabs them right out of my hands. She goes running out of the room, her feet still bare. I follow, taking a peek back at the witch. She hasn't woken up. Thank goodness. I gently close the door behind us. Penny puts on the shoes.
OMG! How cute and sparkly are these? she asks. They are cute and sparkly. They have a small heel and glitter like they're made of diamonds. I wish I was wearing them.
They fit me perfectly, Penny adds. What are the chances?
Well, they are magic, I grumble. Let's get out of here before the witch wakes up. We retrace our steps and slip out of the stone front door. Then we race as fast as we can away from the witch's castle, down the gray brick road, back toward the yellow brick road. I see a light on the ground. I glance at it. It's Penny's phone. She put the flashlight app on.
Good thinking.
Let's see where we are, Penny says, and shines the light ahead of us. Dorothy's fallen house is right in front of us, with, I'm guessing, Robin's treehouse crunched under it.
Guys! I whisper yell, looking for our friends. Are you here?
No answer.
Guys! I say again.
I hope nothing happened to them. Where are they?
Suddenly, I feel a lick on my leg. I jump. It's Prince!
Hi! I say, bending down and scratching behind his ears. You're okay! Yay! Where's everyone else?
We're here. Robin says, stepping forward out of the darkness with Frankie and Dorothy.
Did you get the shoes? Frankie asks me and Penny.
Yes, Penny says, and they're amazing.
She preens in her fancy footwear so everyone can see. The moonlight over this part of Oz is bright.
Can we go home now? Dorothy asks, hugging Toto.
Yes, I say. Dorothy and I are 100% on the same page. We're just two girls with dogs who want to go home. I think we should leave here as soon as possible, so nobody gets hurt.
How are we getting home exactly? Frankie asks. We only have one pair of slippers.
Maybe if we all hold hands it will work, I say.
But what if we get stuck in Kansas? Penny says. Or Dorothy gets stuck in Smithville.
That would not be ideal, Frankie says.
But as long as we have the shoes, we can get anywhere, I say. So maybe Dorothy puts them on, like she's supposed to, and we all hold hands, and we fly over to Kansas and drop off Dorothy. And then I put the shoes on, and we do the same to get back to Smithville.
Or, you know, I could put them back on, Penny says casually.
We'll see, I say. We will not see.
But what about the rest of the story? Penny adds. What about the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion? If we leave now, Dorothy will never meet them, and they'll never get a brain, a heart, or courage.
But they don't really get them anyway, Frankie explains. The Wizard of Oz is a fake. He just pretends to give them a brain, a heart, and courage. Remember? Didn't you listen when I explained before?
Penny frowns. Yeah, but I don't agree. Anyway, doesn't Dorothy still set the Scarecrow free and oil the Tin Man? If she doesn't help them, they'll be stuck forever.
She glances at me.
Plus, wouldn't it be cool to meet them all?
Penny, you don't realize how much danger we're in, I say. In the book, Dorothy had only one witch after her. We have two, plus Gluck.
Who's Gluck again? Robin asks, scrunching her face. I can't keep this story straight.
Gluck isn't in the real story. He's in my story, I say.
Now I'm even more confused, Robin says.
Me too, says Dorothy.
Gluck is after me, I say. He is trying to trap me here so I don't help the fairy in my basement, and he's dangerous.
Toto starts to whimper again. Prince barks at him. I'm in charge, I say loudly, and it's my decision. We're going home. We can't risk it. Penny, give Dorothy the shoes.
But they fit me perfectly, and I'm already wearing them.
Can you just listen to me for once? I sigh.
Fine, Penny grumbles. You're so bossy, Abby.
Dorothy undoes the buckle on her clunky white shoes and passes them to Penny.
These are pretty ugly, Penny says, handing over the silver slippers.
Hey,
That's not very nice, says Dorothy.
Well, it's true. It's my job to point out fashion mistakes, Penny says, and these are two of them.
Seriously, Penny?
I shake my head.
Dorothy puts on the silver slippers.
How do they look? She asks.
They look great, Penny mutters. Obviously, they look great, although the color really is boring.
So what do I have to do with the shoes again? Dorothy asks.
Okay, I say. What you have to do is...
The strangest sound fills the night sky.
Woo-wee! Woo-wee!
What is that?
We look all around. I don't see anything.
Woo-wee!
Prince's ears flatten. So do Toto's. They're both staring up at the sky.
We all look up.
In the moonlight, we see... monkeys?
With wings?
Flying monkeys! Furry brown monkeys with wings are flying through the sky. There are at least 10 of them.
Ah!
Penny cries.
Ah! The flying monkeys! I forgot about the flying monkeys! Don't let them get me! Don't let them get me!
Run! I shout.
Hide!
But before any of us can move, two monkeys swoop down. One grabs Dorothy by the collar of her dress.
Toto falls out of her arms and barks up at Dorothy from the ground. Toto!
Dorothy cries as the monkey carries her up, up and away.
They have Dorothy and the magic shoes.
The other flying monkey lunges for me, but I duck, and the monkey heads straight for Robin.
What is that?
Robin screams.
None of you mentioned flying monkeys.
The monkey grabs her by her hoodie and swoops her up and away.
Oh, no. The monkeys have Dorothy and Robin.
The monkeys are carrying them higher and higher and farther away. Prince and Toto are barking loudly and spinning in circles.
Ha 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 ha!
A male voice calls down. What? The monkeys can talk? I stare up at the flying monkey who's carrying Robin. Its face suddenly changes before my eyes. It's becoming human. Ice blue eyes, a turned up nose, thin lips, and white blonde hair. I know that face. It's Gluck, the evil fairy. I knew he was behind this, and now he stole Robin. We all stare up at the dark sky. The monkeys are gone. The magic shoes are gone. And so are our friends.